in your veins, sticking a hole in yourself, shooting dope into your veins, just so you will feel happy. Don't you know the Jacobites are laughing at you? They say, look what we have done to them. Say, God made them to find happiness in the worship of Him, in a relationship with Him. We told God that He did a wrong thing, saying that He's going to give human hearts rule in the world over intelligence. Say, look what his creature's doing. Seeking his heaven by punching holes in his veins and filling his mind up with drugging influences. Saying he's sleeping in his heaven, but look at him, he's not fit for any job in society. He can't even manage his household anymore. Say, didn't we give him a heaven? Yes, we did. Yes, we did, Brother Robinson. Don't let these people laugh at us. Now that the truth have come, we should have the energy, the strength, the courage we need to get off a 50-year, $200 a week heroin habit. Instantly. That's right. You should be able to instantly put down that needle and never pick it up again. You couldn't have got in that condition if the world hadn't been made crazy. The world had been made backwards and crazy. So you couldn't find light or strength, and nobody was there to help you. Opportunities wasn't good for you. So you fell weak, and you fell into the dope habit. But now that the lights are on for you, you're responsible for yourself. You should immediately throw all those self-destructive things away and stand up and be a good Muslim, a strong fighter for truth and righteousness on this earth. You know, I've always said, if I be killed, I would like to know somebody else was doing it. And I was trying to prevent it. I've always said that I would never accept to kill myself or to help somebody else kill me. The lights are on for us, brothers and sisters. When you're giving yourself to the evil, wicked influences that this satanic mind has put out here to take us, you are killing yourself with your own hands. Don't say the society did it. The lights are on now. The society is not doing it. You're not being tricked. You know that they want to kill you. They want you sleeping under the influence of dope. Because while you're sleeping, you are not in the contest. You are not in the struggle for the goods of this life that God has created for all of us. They put you out of the contest. When you're giving yourself to lust, to foolish language, to vulgar, simple, stupid habits, wasting the hours of your day in vulgarity, you are just walking out of the contest with your own leg while they laugh at you. Say, well, we don't have to share with him. He's gone. They have to share with me. I want my share of the ground and what's under the surface. I want my share of the atmosphere. I want my share of the heavens. I want my share of the material wealth. I want my share of the academic knowledge. I want my share of the political power. I want my share of everything that God has made possible on this tree? I want my share of international politics. Whatever any other human being has the right to get into, I have the right to get into. But I can't get in the contest if I'm going to let the influences of the Jacobite devil sweep me out of the game. No, indeed. I'm in the race. And if you stand behind me, you'll be in the race. You'll push your children. You'll push your wife. You'll even push your grandfather. My grandfather's dead. May he rest in peace. But if he was alive, I would be inspiring him. I tell Grandpa, I say, Grandpa, I know you're 110, but you're not too old to get a piece of this thing that you haven't been able to get. Say, Grandpa, live on around a little longer, and let's get a piece of this good world that God created for all men and all women. Not just for some. They have just cut off the majority of the people of the world from the blessings of God just by working influences in the life of the people to turn the light of understanding, the light of love, the light of devotion away from the vitals of society to the destructive things, to the cheap, inferior, insignificant things. Just look at our people. I can almost tell you what 9 out of 10 Bilalians are doing 24 hours of the day. Why is it that simple to predict or that simple to tell? Because we know the forces that program and dominate the lives of Bilalian people. We know what they're doing at night. We know what they're doing when they're off the job. If they're on the job, they are working like drunken tools. They don't have an intelligent view of what they're doing. They don't have an intelligent light around their job. No, the role that they're performing in that factory or in that company, there is no intelligent light. If it was, we would have more representation in the high places of cooperation and factory or industry. Yes, we would have a greater and more worthwhile representation in the industry and in the cooperation, big cooperation, if our people had any intelligent awareness of their rights, of their rights and their obligations to self, family, in their community. If they had light on these particular questions, brothers and sisters, they would have a greater peace of the cooperation and a greater peace of the industry. But they don't. That's because they go to job as a grateful nigger. Excuse the language, but most of them go to their jobs as grateful niggers. They're filled up with thanks, just happy that they're allowed to work 40 hours or 44 or 8 or 80 a week. And live just comfortable enough so they don't have to scream. Oh, I'm so thankful that I don't have to scream under pain. I get a chance to work 80 hours a week. And my wife works too. And we got a home, and each one of us got our own car, and we just built a new garage. And we are sending our daughter to college. All right. You working 80 hours a week. Your wife working 40. You got two cars, one house, and you're getting ready to send a daughter to college. Work 40 hours a week. Take your wife off the job. And I'll help you get a higher broke child of college. Rather than to see you slave like that, just to get a smoke house that costs no more, the value is no more than $28. I know it's $28, that's what you paid for it. But after you live in it long enough to stop that sending that girl to college, the house is going to be worth about $28. You know, I don't know if you all can follow me. Well, I tell you, we need to organize this community. Organize it in a real battle, a tooth and nail battle against the enslaving forces of this Jacobite society. That's what we need to do. How come we can't chip in and put some money into account and don't touch it except to educate our children, to send children to colleges? Don't touch it except to get a home for a Benalian family that need a home. And when we can't build private homes, why can't we chip in and build hotels and turn the hotel into a rooming house? And people that need a home, we can make this place like we want it. We can build what do you call it? Projects. We can build projects. And we don't have to make the project a jail. We don't have to make it look like county jail. We can put good floors on it. Good walls. We can make some quarters of it big enough to accommodate a family of five, a family of ten. And put members of our community there as security people to make sure the property stays in good shape. Now, this program will only be accepted by me if we start taking people off of double jobs. Don't you know that makes you inhuman? That's what they want you to do. They want you to work 80 hours so that your whole life is dominated by that work. There's no opportunity for your mind to develop, no opportunity for your human nature to develop, no opportunity for the human sentiment and the soul to develop, because all the life forces is given to punching the clock and doing the damn thing that they have designed for you to do on that job. He should take care of his family. He should feel obligated to do this. And until you find some way to do this other than working 80 hours, I congratulate you. I praise you for working 80 hours to see that your family live a comfortable life. But I say it's the duty of leadership in your community to relieve us of this inhuman, unnatural kind of a thing. How many Caucasians do you think you can find that work in two jobs? Only the weak, stupid, uneducated victims of the Jacobite thing. They would thank us for our intelligent program to change this situation. And we can change it. Dear brothers and sisters, believe me, we can change it. Look, I said it a while ago and I repeat it. We don't have to stay in brick houses. We don't have to use expensive bricks. We don't have to have all the expensive wiring and stuff. Find out what is the minimum requirement to make the whole house. Does it have to be lit up? Certain rooms should be for sleeping. If you don't have no light in those rooms at all, what's the difference? Why wire up a bedroom that I'm going to sleep in? I'll put my desk somewhere else. Don't put it in the bedroom. Let the reading stand be somewhere else. Or in the daytime, do the reading in the bedroom. When you get night, use the bedroom for sleeping. They're over as dark. We need protection. In your house, the greatest protection for you is darkness. That thief don't know your house like you know it. If he come in there in the dark, he's at a disadvantage. Don't think lights are protection for you in your house. Only when you're out. You don't need every light on in the house to scare the thief at night. Just leave one or two lights on. The thief will think somebody's at home. So I'm telling you, we need a sensible approach to solve the problem that we have in our life. This is no simple problem. We have a monstrous problem in our life. And we need a sensible approach to it. We can start building a home, build them with wood. Don't you know wood lasts a long time? Wood stand up as long as brick. Certainly catch on fire. But we ain't a community of smokers. We don't get drunk and set our house afire. And they got a lot of fire-resistant materials now. You can use as much fire-resistant material as possible, and it will reduce even the fire hazard. We can build houses cheaper. We can live cheaper. We can have a community dwelling so families can live cheaper and be accommodated comfortably. We can do this. Do we have some college graduates, some degree people here who think that they can contribute to this? Do they think that they can accept this challenge and contribute something to this? You think we can help work out a plan? Stand up. Stand up, you who are college graduates. Allahu Akbar. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask every one of you to see me, if not Friday, since you're out here today, that means you can get out next Sunday. See me next Sunday. We don't have to teach next Sunday. This is more important than teaching. I'll let somebody else teach. Let us get together and let us begin now to tackle these serious problems that we have that are going to bring us down from now on if we don't tackle them with some sense. I want all of you who are here to come out and let us have a meeting and let's see what each can do to help me bring this about. Get us a real plan, and I will lead it. My wife is as emotional as any wife. I'm telling you, my wife is as emotional and sentimental as any wife. God has blessed me with the most sentimental and emotional wife on earth. She will follow me away from my private home on Carnell and move into a multiple kind of apartment building with multiple dwelling there, apartments, and we will live together in one big structure designed and built to serve our seed. To make a nice condition for us, nice living conditions, but also to meet the demands of our poverty situation. I'm prepared right now to sell that house that I got and move into this house that will serve the whole community. And the family's moving there. I'm prepared right now to take my money that I have, and I have a little bit, into an account for my own children's education. I'm prepared right now to take it out of there and put it into a common account. And let judges decide whose child will get the benefit of that account. And the most qualified one, the one who promises the most results, the best results in the college, that's the one should get it. Thank you. like this. Believe me, the world is looking at us. If we start something like this, eventually we'll pull many battalions and many other suffering minority members into this kind of life. And we'll show the government that we don't have their problem. We don't have to compromise the good future of the deprived masses or the underprivileged masses to hold on to something that we fear to let go. They have to compromise our good future to keep peace with the big fat boys, the explorers of the weak, the bloodsuckers of the poor. Governments have to compromise with these people because they need their support. They need them to put them back in office. Don't you know the poor don't put the people in office at top? The wealthy put the people in office who are at the top. So the top people, they can't depend on you and me. They want our votes, but the money also counts. And they know that. But I believe there are enough decent people in government, and there are enough decent people in the private sector to give us a good send-off, to say congratulations for your daring move that you've made. We hope that we can be of some help to you. You'll be surprised at the help you will get from good, healthy, strong elements in American society and in the government if you stand up and make a daring step to get out of the poor, pitiful, nigger picture. We'd be crying forever if we don't take our future into our own hands. Not to go blindly or foolishly against the law of the land and the ways of the American people. No. To move with the law of the land and to respect the respectable ways of the American people and still accomplish it. In fact, the law of the land and the fine principles of American life are with us. They're on our side to do this. The only thing against us are the corruptors, those who don't respect the fine principles of American life and those who abuse the law of the land. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, let us come into this with full force, with all of our energies. Let us not be made fearful or weakened, even if the president come out and say, these people should just let us work out their future. They think they are leaving the American pattern, creating something awfully different in our society. It's the president, which I don't expect for him to say. I expect him to come out and congratulate us. But I'm just bringing up these far-fetched possibilities. If the president of the United States come out like that, don't let it influence you the least. If you remain strong and walk firmly and don't stop on what I tell you, the president might speak out against you tonight, but before the march is over, he will apologize for not giving you a good send-off. I hate to hold you like this, but this is important. Why do you think Allah is revealing to us the dark mysteries of the satanic world? So that we will know that He has chosen us. And so we will know that the power, all power, is with us, and have the courage to do in our daily world, and in our daily world life, pardon me, the things that must be done to make our daily world life progressive, sound, sensible, and healthy one. We don't have a people in history who have fallen under another people or under the world, not just under another people. We have fallen under all other people. We don't have another people in history who have fallen economically, academically, politically, socially, like we have fallen to the depth that we have reached. Not another people in history. So Almighty God has come to us like He has come to all other, every other people in the past who suffered inhuman conditions, abnormal inhuman conditions. God has turned to those people and have blessed them with a way out of those abnormal human conditions. So God has turned to us. And He has blessed us with a way up. He has blessed us with a way up. We need great power to get up. God has blessed us with that power. No Marxist theory. No Castro doctrine. No philosophy from any politician or from any educator of the world could give us the power that we have gotten from the revelations that have come to you and me over the last 40 some odd years as Muslims in America. No, the power that has been given to us in terms of incentives, in terms of motivation over the last 3 years is greater than all the power that they can amass from the doctrines of communism and capitalism all over the world. God has given us a proof that He is with us. He's given us a proof that we have the supreme wisdom. He's given us the proof that we have the keys to the mysteries of the world. And the awareness of this thing happening in our life in connection with the very strange and peculiar history of the lost foundation of Islam is enough, brother, to jet up into the heights of progress. I'm telling you. Yes. So Allah has given us all we needed was the motivation. We need motivating power. We need something to give us that spurt, that incentive. Something to give us the power to make that first step. Our past history and our condition since we were free have not been enough to give us that rocket boost so that we can get up out of the slave camp of failure and hopelessness. But all praise due to Allah today, a revelation strong like that one that took place on Mount Zion has manifested itself here among you and me. And I don't have to be told by you. I know that you are ready to march with me all over this earth. Thank you. you don't have to tell me what you can do. I know what you can do. You can turn this life around. You can build this world all over. You can lead.